doesn't go well with me.
Doesn't go well with Paul either, but he doesn't understand that yet.
Wait, I just realized I have an axe that cures anything. Oh! I feel so much better now!
And curing Lane of being drunk is just one of many things you'll get to do in the Cast Ranger game.
Like queuing the roll call!
We're live!
Kaigan!
Watching all the anime! Redcaster! Show Raven!
Equipment Wielder! Bluecaster! Yoshida's Azeel!
Loyal and Loud! Pinkcaster Lightred!
Explorer from the Unknown! Yellowcaster! Auto Gar!
Trauma Inducer! Northcaster! Saga!
From Royal to Ranger! Orangecaster! Noble!
Broadcasting loud and opinionated perspectives across the internet.
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger.
On air!
Otsukare!
Welcome to another episode of Radio Sentai Cast Ranger. We are on episode 97, I believe.
Yep.
We are getting closer and closer to that triple digit mark.
You know what I wonder? What are we going to say after we've done it? After, once we hit that 101, it's all downhill from here. We have to wait another 99 episodes before we can say that again.
And I know what we'll do for episode 200 already.
The Turbo Movie.
Yep.
Oh, God.
Except you just dropped the biggest hint possible for what we were actually doing.
Oh, exciting.
The fact that we've said it before is
exciting.
If you listen to the podcast.
I've been listening to a lot of old episodes.
Just so you know, the what we will be doing for episode 100. The unreleased pilot of Mighty Morphin.
No, the pilot got released.
With the Latina Yellow Ranger.
Yeah, with the different yellow actor. Hey, Raven, you want to say something? Prove to people that you're here?
I'm here? What? What the fuck? When?
You're right, though.
Just now.
We teleported you here.
Today, we also have our guest star. That was his cue, but oh well.
Orangecaster Noble.
Nailed it.
What a doink.
For once, it wasn't me.
Don't bring back memories, Noble.
I saved this for a fucking week.
Oh my God. I can strangle you through the internet. It's possible.
Triggering my nom flashbacks. Before we get started, I just would like to say something quick. You might or might not have noticed last week I was pretty short with people. What happened was, you guys remember when I had to run out for a second quickly?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, I got a call. My dog was sick.
Oh.
Like, he had a bad allergic reaction to something, but he's okay. The next day he was fine 100%. Just my mind was completely elsewhere most of the episode. So sorry, I apologize. I shouldn't have taken it out on you guys.
Oh, that's okay. That's when I was drunk. Honestly, I was just trying to keep my cool. So because I knew something was. Well, I just didn't want to piss you off. So I was just like, I gotta keep my cool.
Being surprisingly tact while drunk. Pinkcaster.
Lane, it was right of you not to piss me off. I'd have broken you in half.
I know you would have. Also, I'd like to make a sort of announcement. It's not like a huge fucking
deal. Lane's not allowed. Go to Ghost.
So, as I've said recently, I've been rewatching Kamen Rider Drive, and honestly, it's kind of sparked something that, like, I guess it's been there this entire time. It just took me a long time to realize now, but
Lane, I will not.
Is awful.
Lane, I will not marry you.
Damn it. Anyways, all serious though. This is gonna be a shock to a lot of people.
No one.
Forza isn't my favorite rider of all time anymore.
Johnny agrees.
You may or may not have heard.
I'm sorry,
a
Johnny.
Shocking
I'm sorry.
Reaction from outside of the studio.
But now, my all-time favorite rider.
I'm sorry, I love it when crap lines up like that.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Go ahead.
My all-time favorite Kamen Rider now is Kamen Rider Drive. Because I've realized, like, I'm rewatching the show. I have like pretty much a lot of his fucking merchandise. And
you're lucky Dave is not here, because you essentially just went, people of America, I have a most dramatic announcement. My opinion has changed.
Right?
You know, but though,
Dave would have fucking set off on you for this.
How, sorry, but how lame is that, though?
Yeah, absolutely.
Where, no, sorry, Lane, but it's just like, Well, people, I've made a decision. I will no longer call one of the worst riders my favorite. Now I'll call one of the best riders my favorite. As if there was no difference.
This is absolutely not a ploy to save my own public face.
Okay, well,
I have.
Well,
on the radio.
It's quickly more so just because, like...
Because he's awesome.
Yeah, he really is. And also, the times I've been playing Batride War Genesis, like, I've been playing Drive, like, constantly. He's our highest leveled rider in the game.
Yeah, let's give a quick progress report, because we've been playing that sometimes on the stream, sometimes not.
I will say this! When it comes to the fucking hard boss mode, use Spectre! Spectre is... fucking amazing.
Literally, like, there's some boss fights in the game where you have to, like, drain their, like, barrier shield before you can attack them, and they're super hard.
I found
the perfect tactic. I play as Spectre.
Spam Nobunaga! Just,
you spam the triangle special attack as Nobunaga, and you blast their fucking shields.
Yeah, so it's amazing. Awesome. But yeah, I think we're on the final fight, what we could say.
It looks like the final battle, but we don't know yet because we haven't beaten it.
Yeah, we've unlocked all the secondary riders pretty much.
Not all of them.
May I give a progress report on something?
Sure.
As I've said before, I'm going to make it a thing. I'm going to try to knock out every single Power Rangers within the year.
Okay.
So, not exactly up to speed, but then again, fucking 60 episodes in season 1. I'm on episode 54 of season 1.
Okay.
So.
Cool.
Yeah, keep giving us progress reports on that.
Power Rangers. I'd like to, since Noble's here, give him a personal thank you for making me a pink drive in Minecraft, because he has this really cool thing where he makes, like, riders in Minecraft and stuff, where he makes things in Minecraft, like, token-related. They're really fucking cool, and so he made me a pink drive to replace my pink Forza, so thank you very much, dude.
Noble, do you want to plug that?
Yeah.
I mean, I just... post it on my Facebook most of the time. It's just something I did for Rider Town Radio, because that's why I asked what most of you guys' favorite riders were.
Yeah, you want to give RTR a quick plug for those who don't know it?
Yeah, podcasts at me, Extra Casters, Biffalo, and Crunch. We roughly do a podcast every week. We kind of fell off of that for a while, but we're starting it back up again this Saturday.
Sorry, Noble. Go on. Yeah.
With our, we're going to be doing a retro thing where we're just talking about all of Kyori Uger. And Yellowcaster is supposed to be our guest for that. And,
as reliable as he is.
Yeah.
And I believe you will be having me on at some point as well.
Yes, some point in the future.
And I did a retrospective with them on Decade, which that was fun.
Yeah, that was like just released a couple of weeks ago.
I know.
I was gonna say, I love the fact that like 40% of our audience knows each other.
Yeah,
we've all been on each other's shows.
We are a community.
We're like a goddamn box of hamsters just running all over each other.
So I'm gonna say this, guys, right now. Expect to hear a lot less Uchikita from now on. So.
Yay!
So, Lane, would you say that rewatching Drive started your engine?
Ooh.
Yes. I'm done thinking about it.
But the question is...
Okay, that actually fits.
But the question is, did it make you ghost?
That doesn't fit.
No, not at all, but I made an Ichi pun, so it worked.
It wasn't a pun!
Wasn't.
You just said the word ghost.
Infinidecker.
Well, before we start Ghost, I will say that I am looking forward to being on RTR, because for once it'll be nice to be on a podcast that I don't immediately have to do all of the administration behind.
Oh, Muffin.
Oh, no.
Hey, when you do it for 100 weeks in a row, it gets kind of monotonous.
You're monotonous.
I do it because I love it, but there are parts that are a pain in the ass.
I do it because I love it, but I hate it.
Exactly. It's like my day job.
It's like raising a family.
Fair. Okay, let's talk about Ghost.
Okay, so we are on episode 23 of Ghost, and can I just say right now, Takaru is a fucking asshole.
Well, yeah.
Louder for the people in back.
He's an asshole!
I like how every episode we're still getting this fucking day counter, even though it's very, very clear he doesn't give a shit anymore about how much time he has left.
No, I know. Lane,
you're rewatching you're listening to the podcast again. Didn't we say that near the beginning that, like, they're just gonna they're gonna mention it, like, haphazardly, but, like, they're not gonna really give a shit about the time limit anymore.
I think so, yeah.
I think we did bring that up.
But no, like, he even says, like, I'm trying to find the 15 icons so I can, revive myself, bring myself back to life. Are you?
Are you really?
Are you really?
Don't say.
I don't think so.
So the episode opens with Alan on a fucking boat for some reason.
Hey.
You felt like it.
You felt like
I'm
it.
On a boat. How do they let him on without money?
Hey. You bought it with love.
I'm a fucking poetry. Prince. Let me on sure. the goddamn boat.
You know what? What does
you
that
know
mean?
What? Not gonna argue.
I don't think
the crazy.
He even knows what a boat is.
I'm not gonna argue with the crazy man.
More importantly, can we talk about that Javert fucking destroyed a whole city block?
He pulled a nap up.
Just by dropping into the fucking human world, just rusted everything around him. Not hurting any of the people, for some reason, but...
So Ultima's power is to just dissolve non-living material.
It was like a Deadpool thing. Oh, he's gonna do a supervillain landing. He's gonna do it! He did it!
Woo! Superhero landing!
You know what the Ultima power thing reminds me of? The whole, like, rust thing?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that crappy movie Ghost Rider 2?
Yes.
No.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Noble, I was thinking the exact same thing. You're thinking of the guy who makes everything rot, right?
Yeah.
I was thinking the exact same thing as I was watching it.
You know what I was thinking when watching this episode? It's my biggest gripe of the entire show. It's this little tiny thing. Canon is fucking inconsistent as fuck in this show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, can she or can she not see ghosts?
I know, right?
That's an Because
there were literally, a couple episodes back, shots of, oh, hey, look, Takaru's fighting down there. Canon looks, can't see shit. Okay, she can't see ghosts. Yet she consistently seems to point shit out to them. Like, oh, hey, Alan, look at that.
It's like, yeah.
Oh, hey, oh, look, they're fighting over there.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. I think... I'm willing to forgive that on the grounds of we have seen time and time again where ghosts, the riders, and the monsters can choose whether they're visible or not. I understand your point, but...
But Ghost is always... When he's transformed, he's always visible.
Not always.
Unless they've, like, used the fucking lantern and fucking sprayed them with the shit, he's always invisible when transformed. They had literally did not ever see him before the invention of that spray shit.
Maybe we're just meant to assume that they just used a lantern.
Also, can I just gripe again about that fucking fight at the end? Takeru and Ko fucking showed up just in time to see Makoto and Alan getting their asses kicked.
Yeah.
From the other side of a quarry... With zero chance to have used the fucking spray particle shit to let them see things. Oh my god, they're losing!
Yeah.
Onari and fucking, they're able to see perfectly.
This is how why I'm starting to think Toei's just doesn't care. They're not keeping their own continuity anymore.
I was gonna say, the whole idea of like, can they see him or not, it feels like at the beginning that was just an idea they had. It's a neat idea. But they had no intention of following through with it entirely.
It's more like they've got their heads so far up their own plot's ass that they don't have time to adhere to stupid gimmicks like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There should have just been an episode that, like, said something like, oh, something happened.
And now you have, like, ghost vision.
All ghosts are visible now.
Yeah.
I just, like, why couldn't they use the thing anymore that they had in the Drive Ghost, like, crossover in the last episode of Drive, where it's like, oh, if you hold an icon, you can see the Ganma. Like,
yeah.
That was a cool thing.
That
so,
would
like,
have been a good idea.
Like, Onari could just be holding Goemon all the time, and you could see the Ganma.
Or hell, make it a thing.
Akari could be holding Edison.
Or hell, make it a thing. Once you've touched something from the Ganma world, you can now see stuff from the... It doesn't need to be holding on to it. Just, like, there, one line, you fix everything.
Yeah.
Exactly. But this episode really proved for me that Takeru is one of my least favorite rider protagonists.
Yeah, he's not
like, he's everywhere. Like, one minute he's like, oh, I'm super happy, I believe in myself. The next he's like, oh, I'm depressed. Oh, I'm pissed off because I don't know what the fuck's going on.
No.
And like, okay, as much as I hate, like, I don't like QB, he was an asshole even to QB. And I was like, he's like, I made a pig. Fuck your painting! Tell me how to fucking stop the Ganma from coming in!
Well, Lane, to be fair on that front, like, we don't exactly have time for this shit. I was gonna say, though, Like, we've touched on this before, but how interesting is it, like, what are we really saying here when we say stuff like, oh, the series isn't that good, and Georgia is really great? Because you look at it, the past two Rider series, Gaiman Drive, were awesome.
Yep.
And now we have Ghost, which I won't call terrible, but it's just okay. Yeah. Right? Maybe that's why we don't like it as much. On the flip side, we got Georgia, which I'm sure is really good even on its own, but how much of that really is we're just coming off of two pretty shitty Sentai?
Yeah, it is easy to compare them. That's
although
kinda...
I do like to think that Georgia's just good on its own.
Yeah,
it's a lot of
for
fun.
Now. It's because we're in the opening episodes. I'm sure by the end we'll be like, "Damn it, the show became shit."
Please, I hope not.
Please, Toei, don't do it.
Yeah,
we love it.
Yeah, so Takeru just starts drilling like QB and Akari about like Ganma, about the situation,
and then he fucking yelled at Inari, and I was like, "Hey."
I just love how he goes to Akari and he's basically like, "What of your precious science now?"
That was almost like that. Just goes again. Like, I don't care what anyone says. I love Onari's like Onari's a good comic relief.
Well, I was referring more to how Takeru was talking to Akari, but yeah,
but
who said it? I thought Onari said it.
No, Takeru really turned to Akari and he was like, "What has your fucking science done to help us?"
Oh, sorry, I didn't see. I saw that.
But yeah, no, because like Onari.
I was gonna say. Either way, though, that is such like a Dr. Insano thing from Channel Awesome. Like, "Oh, what is your science now?" Or just like, "Haha, your science is no match for my science."
Yeah, and then like between now and last episode, we've been talking about how Takeru has forgotten his mission to revive himself with the icons. But then, like, as soon as he starts getting pissed off at Sinin, he was like, "Oh, your task is to collect heroes." And he's like, "You're right! I need to get all the icons so I can make a wish." And I'm like, "Oh, you don't fucking say!"
Oh, I forgot, I see.
Okay, this is going a bit ahead, but now that we're on, like, the whole topic about, like, him making a wish. Okay, so, as we've seen in the, like, Makoto's not actually alive, like his body's being stored in the Ganma world, but as we've seen in this episode, because like it doesn't matter what we're talking about, he died. Like Javert killed him.
And here's the thing, this actually confirmed a lot of interesting idea things about Makoto.
Did confirm a lot of cunts, you're right.
So as he dies, we see that it is his soul inside the Spectre icon, much like Takeru with the Ore icon. So here's the thing. We've established quite a number of things in these last couple episodes. So, as Alan mentioned, the people in the capsules in the Ganma Land are not people they've kidnapped, but rather their own people who have extracted their souls into icons for the express purpose of immortality.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Why do those people living in icons get to be immortal, but Takeru living in an icon has 99 days? I'm wondering if maybe it's because the icon he got from his father was perhaps a prototype of some sort? And what's the deal with Spectre? Did he have a time limit? No one mentioned that.
Stop being an idiot and bringing abstract thought
into
this.
Belt mechanics! Not actually, but fuck you.
Yeah, fucking, oh.
And here's
I think it's more along the lines of the immortality people have their icons made with, like, Ganma bullshit.
Yeah, that has to be it.
Whereas Takeru's is made with love?
Yes, from his father.
Which leads me to my thing. So, like, Makoto's technically dead. Like, he might finish his body back, but honestly, I think Takeru's just gonna waste his wish again when he gets his icons on something else other than bringing himself back to life.
And that's how we'll get the third arc.
He's gonna waste it on bringing Makoto back to life.
Yeah!
Yeah.
I was gonna say, that's what's gonna fucking
happen. Or, maybe, since the next episode is about taking Makoto's body back, maybe he'll pull an Alan and wake up in his human body.
Maybe, but
He lived in the Ganma world.
Yeah.
He could have attained the ability to do that.
You know what? As soon as he wakes up, Adele's gonna know.
Yeah.
Adele's gonna know and do something.
And she'll sing a song about it.
No! I made the Adele joke already! Fuck you!
So how cute was it to see Alan eating?
Okay, Alan is my favorite. Other than Onari, Alan's my favorite character in the show. He's just him, just... No, because, like, Makoto's, like, he's kind of, like, smiling at him while he's walking with his, like, snacks for him, and he's like, "Oh,
I bet you need this now.
Now you find this funny, me being in a body suffering and stuff," and he's like, "No, like, you know, I believe in you, I'm trying to help you, I'm your friend."
I just love how while he's eating, he's like, "Oh, you want these inconveniences?"
Yeah.
As he's, like, snacking.
Yeah, you're just, like, And it's like, oh, what? Like, I just can't wait till, like, later or the next day. It's like, oh, what's this feeling I have here? Like, I'm like,
you have to shit.
What's that? He goes into the washroom. Oh, we're going to from outside here. Oh, God! What is this? You want this to happen?
No, it's just like Bender when he became a human.
Guys, you gotta see what I did.
It's in the toilet.
But that brings up an interesting thing about Alan. Like, it's been established that people from the Gamma world used to be human but extracted themselves.
Maybe Alan
was never human.
Maybe they just forgot or it was just a cute bit.
Maybe Alan was extracted from his human body as a baby and never learned basic human mechanics.
But
maybe.
Then what? His body grew up with him?
They're gonna have to teach him how to wipe his ass. You know, as much as I hate the movie, all I could think of during that scene, though, where he's eating is, like, remember that scene in Little Nicky? Where he's just like, put it in your mouth. Now, put your jaws up and down. Now, put your head back and let it slide down the throat. Oh. And it's just, okay, how great would, you know, again, hate the movie, but how great would it have been if he went, Takoyaki's fucking awesome.
No, but
that,
okay.
That woman must not be doing well because she just gives takoyaki to everyone.
She does, and then he starts eating it. Great. And you just see him, he's like, this is delicious. And he starts smiling, so I'm like, aww, Alan's feeling.
It reminded me of that scene from Dances with Wolves where the Kevin Costner character gives the native sugar for the first time, and they're just like, they're smiling because they've never had anything like that.
You've had something so sweet.
Another thing that was said this week that really bugged me was, like, Takeru comes up to Makoto and Alan right after he's eating the snacks, and he's like, okay, good, all 15 icons are here, I need them. And Makoto's immediate reaction was, oh, why do you need them?
Well, I would give you them if you needed them.
He knows
why.
That he needs them! Forget the shitty...
Here's the thing. Track record. What's Takeru actually going to wish for?
Stop the Gamma World.
It's probably not to revive himself.
But here's the thing. Makoto should have assumed that Takeru would needed him to use the icons to revive himself.
He knows Takeru already skipped that option at least once.
Oh, God!
I guess.
Hey, Takeru, are you actually going to use them for the thing you need to use them for, or are you planning some other bullshit right now?
Yeah.
I just realized something. Makoto and Takeru kind of switched personalities this episode. Like,
yeah.
Makoto did, like, good, nice shit that Takeru would usually do, and then Takeru was just kind of being like,
fuck
the,
no, kill everyone!
Just picturing, like, behind the scenes, someone like some disgruntled employee who's getting fired, like
swap scripts,
swap the names on the scripts.
Like, it's the last day.
Like the actor's like, this doesn't seem right. Shouldn't
God? I think for the thumbnail for this episode, we should just make it like have just a picture of Takeru and a picture of Makoto, and just have their heads swapped.
Oh,
you know you have to do it.
All right, let me write that down.
Unless something better comes along.
Also, it's always so cute when Ken just sees Alan, and she's like, Alan, and he's just like, oh, you're here. And then just the grandma, the one, is just like, oh, you guys are on a date? What the fuck is a date? Oh, you're cute! Are you mocking me?
Wait. I'm too busy shipping you two.
Wait, I want to make the meanest joke at your expense.
Go for it.
Okay. What'd you say about, like, them being like, oh, you're here?
It's like, oh, you're here.
So that's like when you go over to Kelly's?
Yeah.
Oh.
That was so mean.
This episode cock-blocked us out of a triple henshin.
I'm sorry. Just because Lane and Kelly are like the nicest couple ever.
Oh, it's fine, man.
Sorry, Ichi. Sorry.
Yeah. Like, they decide to transform.
Yeah, I'm the only single guy here. It's weird.
No, you're not.
Oh, the only single guy who's got a presence.
You're the only single guy in this room.
Oh.
But yeah,
like Dave's ghost over there.
Javert, like, came to attack Alan and stuff like that, because he's like, oh, my brother, like, I didn't kill Adonis, like, the Emperor or whatever, and he's like, I don't give a shit, I'm just here to kill you. I want the joy of fighting you.
I didn't kill my wife. I don't care.
Yeah, that's literally was it, the fugitive.
Javert was literally like, I never thought I'd get the joy of fighting you.
You know what's funny?
Which means he's hated him the whole time.
Since Tommy Lee Jones has been in
not
Japan for commercials, he just needs to be Javert now. And just like, I didn't kill my father!
I don't care!
Just him saying that in Japanese, that'd be amazing.
So, like, Takeru, because of his bitch-ass moody mood, the icons bail. And then Javert drains Necrom's, I have no other word for it, but necro juice. That was creepy.
But yeah, no. But yeah, Takaru, like, he didn't transform during the fight, and I'm just like, you're a piece of shit.
And apparently the icon's first instinct is to go hang out with Senin.
That was great to see all the ghosts, like, hanging out, just lounging around.
No, but
what I noticed about that?
My response during that whole scene is just like, they're all sitting around talking, and I'm just like, we are all voiced by Tomokazu Seki. This is weird.
Even the woman.
Yeah, I was like, it's just Seki Fest. You don't...
That's the name of the episode.
Seki Fest. Seki Fest. You know what I love, though? The fact that, like, they kept teasing. I'm like, I'm watching it, and I'm just like, oh, they're not showing Beethoven. I know Ichi's like, let me see him once! And then in the big, wide group shot, he's there in the corner for like half a second.
Actually, wait. Now, you know what? Now that the title's named Seki Fest, you know we need to make the thumbnail? We just need to get that one shot where we have all the Parka ghosts, like, together and just Seki's face on each one of them. All 15.
Oh, no!
You have to do it.
No.
You have to. I'm sorry.
I will say I'm glad that the Houdini Parka ghost didn't have the giant motorcycle on his goddamn back.
Yeah. I gotta say, like, I love that Spectre used Houdini twice in this episode to make up for the times he should have used it, but he didn't.
Yeah, well, he died this episode, so we got to squeeze in the super form. And the second time, he, like, immediately, like, jumped up and it caught him, and then he, 5 seconds later, got shot out of the fucking sky.
Yeah, both times he used it, it was just to fly away. I'm like, way to use your upgrade, dude.
I also really like how Ultima just casually turns to dust every weapon that is used against him. The saber, the hand, and the sunglasses.
Like, really, like, sorry, Noble was right, though. That really did look like it was right out of Spirit of Vengeance. Like, good call, man.
Mm-hmm.
No, but I just saw, Spectre's Gangan hand just being, like, dissolved. And she's like, hey!
Yeah.
I like that.
I was using that!
Hey, Ichi, why don't we go reenact that downstairs?
Get that marine from One Piece and just rested one of Zoro's swords.
I just love how right after Makoto quote unquote dies. By the way, we all know he's coming back because Deep Spectre's a thing.
I know! Ichi's face, like, he forgot that he's like, no! No, I'm like, Ichi, Deep Spectre!
Right!
I'm like, he's not gone!
So I kind of feel like that's how he's gonna get come back.
Ichi, you know what you basically did? You were Larry.
No!
No!
Amigo!
No. Then he's like, no, it's okay. Deep Spectre.
Wow! But what I was going to say is, like, right after Makoto dies, I love how Takaru's first instinct is, my best friend just died. I'm super pissed. Better use base form.
Yeah.
Goes to Ore.
Hey, story-wise, that's what it was there for.
Yeah, he goes to Ore, and I'm just like, oh, I didn't see that in a while.
Well, you know why he was Ore first, right?
Just so he can use the plot trope of going to the higher form.
Well, that and because the ghost change figure for Grateful Dimashi comes with an Ore jacket.
Yes, that also.
Yeah. See, Musashi grabbed the fucking Grateful Driver,
the Icon Driver
G. That was cute.
Yeah.
You know, not any of the guys that have hands.
Yeah.
Get the guy with the fucking swords.
So, yes.
Nobunaga could have picked it up.
So the Parkas all materialize and go into the Icon Driver. And lo and behold, Zenkaigan, we have Ghost Grateful Dimashi.
Which looked absolutely fucking amazing until the crown.
I like it.
Thank you. High five. High five. So, thank you!
Holy shit,
that head is
so
busy.
Honestly, I'm sort of indifferent to the form. I mean, I get it. It's all the forms combined, but I don't know. The crown is I'm not against it as you guys are, but the fact is, I don't think crowns belong on Toku heroes.
I have to say, though...
Hold on, what was your argument?
I don't think crowns really belong on Toku heroes.
I rebuke you with Kamen Rider Duke.
Well, that's fine, but that's part of his...
That's perfect.
That's part of his motif, though, right?
Exactly.
I'm sorry, there's only one superhero who I will accept as having a crown. That being Super King from Futurama.
Yep.
Also, he's a robot.
The best one of the three! Also, I have to say, this is the most disappointing... mid-season debut, form debut I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah, it was on screen
just,
for,
do you
like,
know what it was for me?
Very
sorry.
One of the time.
Like, quality of the series aside, the ghost look really grew on me throughout the series. Like, I really like how the base ghost looks. So, just to see something that, like, this, bombastic come out of that.
Ghost forms have really been hit or miss for me.
No,
there's
yeah,
some
same.
That I've really liked, and there's some that I do not like.
Yeah.
This one happens to be one I do like. I appreciate that it's a departure from the loose hoodie clothing style, and that it's more of an actual set of armor.
So what I say this, though, you know, in terms of, like, a suit that they made using combinations of all the different masks or faces or whatever,
yeah.
At least it's not that one from fucking Gokacher.
Oh, gold mode?
Yeah, with all the helmets on. Like,
oh, with all the heads? Yeah.
Yeah. Jesus.
I thought you were going to go, at least it's not complete for him.
Oh, God.
I mean, we're going to have, like, a card of himself on his head.
Now, in terms of the Icon Driver G itself, like, because the toy was released this week, I watched a review of it.
So many sounds.
It's so, yeah, like, it has a lot of features to it, which, like, I'll give it that. That's cool. But honestly, it's small. It just feels cheap. It's just... especially in the show when he was just using it, because he used it just for the Hisots, and like he's just going through all 50, and you just hear like all these fucking mashup of sounds all at once, and I'm just like,
Yeah, here's the thing. I understand how that was supposed to be epic because he's like going through all 15 of them, but honestly,
that's a lot.
It
of
takes
ding, ding,
way
ding,
too
ding,
long.
Ding, 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 ding.
Maybe it's the fact that it's all actual names. That just doesn't sound right.
No, it's because he's got 15 of them.
Mm-hmm. But, and also Watafa, he's this really cool Japanese toy reviewer. He customized it to look proper because the suit, the actual prop, it's gold. Like, it's gold painted. Mm-hmm. And this one's, the toy's like this kind of like gold plastic, which doesn't look that good. He actually took the thing apart and there's actually like a it's like a circle and like has
well, yeah,
all
it's
the stickers.
Clearly,
on it.
All of them. It's on a wheel inside
but
of the thing.
When you play each sound individually, like the toy's cool. Like Gar mentioned that he's actually interested in picking it up. So I'll.
Good.
I don't want to own it myself. I don't care for it. I just think it's really small and compact, and I don't like that. But props to Toei for making like a mid-season form have actually like the upgrades a belt because I.
As a separate belt.
Before switching back to the fucking Ghost Driver for the final form.
That's ridiculously stupid, in my opinion.
You know what
I
want to see? Just because I think it'd be hilarious.
I guess so. But anyways,
Noble's saying something.
You know what I want to see just because I think it'd be hilarious?
Mm-hmm.
What?
I want to see someone redub over the Grateful transformation, just put in the Sailor Moon transformation noise.
I will admit, though, like, I love the henshin shine where it's just like, da 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 sniper, die, hey, yay, or something.
Good job, Lynn.
Well, I don't know all the other words.
I said it before, I'll say it again, I still can't believe they actually called it the Grateful Dimashi.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's just like, it's one of those things where I'm like, you know, it just shows how much culture can permeate into other cultures. Like, because you cannot convince me, based off this, because this is a series about ghosts and dead people, that isn't a Grateful Dead reference.
It has to be.
I know, and I just love that. I love that in a children's show from Japan, they are referencing Grateful Dead. That's amazing.
I mean, like, what else could it be?
It's the same thing, like, we'll talk later in, like, Deca Ranger with Murphy. I'll explain that later.
While I dislike the belt for being way too wordy, I did kind of like, in a weird way, how, like, when he charged up the final attack and summoned all the Parker Ghosts, instead of repeating their names again, it had an alternate sound for, like, what their job or purpose was. Like, swordsman, scientist, arrows, and then all that.
Yeah.
I did kind of appreciate that in a weird way.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he kicks Javert or whatever like that. And
oh,
then...
doesn't Javert get the power-up from the temple or something?
Yeah, so here's the thing. This prayer chamber that Adonis was in, I'm guessing that these are some sort of Ganma gods.
You know what the I goddesses, thought was going to happen? You know what I thought those were going to be? I thought that, like, those were, like, twisted counterparts to the
icons. Heroes?
To the icons, yeah.
You know what?
There's 15 of them, yeah.
And, like, I was like, oh, okay. What would be fucking great is if, like what I think they will do is, like, they're just the same ones. Like, this is the Musashi one, this is the Edison one, so on and so forth.
Yeah, they certainly have the color scheme.
Exactly. Going. But you know what would be great if it was their rivals? So, like, when it gets to the Edison counterpart, it is, the evil one is Tesla.
speaking of, though, I don't know if we can do that, because, A, we've already had the Tesla.
Yeah, one. Oh, yeah, yeah.
But no. Here's the thing.
Also, in the case of Musashi, we've had the
Kojiro.
Sasaki Kojiro gun.
So that's
oh,
why, yeah,
wait, yes. Wait. Here's the thing. Consider this. The Sasaki Kojiro came back. What if the evil Ganma gods are the spirits of a rival to each of the 15 heroes? Ooh. Sasaki Kojiro, Tesla, whoever else. And that's what... And think about it, because they're kind of acting like evil Parka Ghosts, where they come on top of, like, what they did with Ultima in this episode, yeah. And take over.
Yeah, that,
where instead of, like, partnering up with them, they overtake them.
That'll be interesting. But
that could blow into a whole new fucking saga where they have to defeat the 15 evil ghosts.
Oh, God. Robin Hood versus
I'm
the
putting
evil...
that on the record now is my prediction.
Robin. Evil Ganma, Duke of Nottingham. That run!
Is, oh, God.
Sheriff, yeah. What I was gonna say... Funny thing, though, as interesting an idea it is, the fact, like, it goes on to Javert, and it's there for about 40 seconds... Before it just gets blasted off.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, this guy had less screen time than Wolzard in a fucking Magi Ranger movie.
Topical! Spoilers!
Well, we were talking about last week's
no,
movie.
I know. I'm just saying a joke.
Or both.
Also, Edith kind of did a really cool thing, because, like, in the throne room with Arya and Adele, he's just like, oh, you know, I'm very much interested. I will help you, assist you in, like, you know, achieving your father's goal that he had. And Adele's like,
I'm very much in the business of not dying.
And he's like, I don't need your help. And then just Edith just responds with, oh, you're going to need my help. And just remember, I know stuff you don't. And I was just like, oh,
the
damn.
Sass.
Yeah, no. Edith's cool.
I like him.
I like him too.
I know all of the shit your dad was keeping from you.
So after the fight, like, the icon, the driver turns off, and presumably all the icons go back to him, except for Grimm and Sanzo, which, for some reason, go back to
despite
Alan.
Despite not working for him earlier.
Exactly.
They fucking go back with him.
Because Necrom needs forms.
For reasons.
Stockholm Syndrome, ladies and gentlemen. That's actually what's happening here.
Mm-hmm.
And,
might as well go with the guy who kidnapped us.
And the next problem is, why didn't Takaru immediately run over and take them back so we had all 15?
He doesn't need them anymore.
But he still does! Okay. Even if he doesn't want to use them to stop the Ganma anymore, there's still that thing where he's going to die in 60 days!
No, but slowly...
Oh, he stopped caring about that again.
Fuck! Slowly. I hate Takaru!
Okay, yeah, me too. But you know what? Slowly, Alan is... becoming
Alan's new protagonist. Fuck everyone.
Exactly. No. Vote for Alan.
Imagine they actually do that. They actually.
I would be okay with that at this point.
They phase out Takaru like just like oh okay.
Takaru wanders off and dies again.
Alan inherits the powers of Ghost.
Just becomes new grateful.
You know what? At this point, I'll even take the new Ghostbusters to come in and deal with this crap.
Like, I didn't like Makoto.
Light him up.
Hell, I didn't even like Makoto the first time he showed up because I thought, like, this guy's like a douche and stuff.
But you knew he was
even
gonna change.
I'm warming up to Makoto now because, like,
well,
you know.
Knew he was going
to
change.
Yeah, but honestly, not as much as he is now. Like, he's become, like, super nice and, like, he's be more thoughtful. And, like, even after all the shit Alan did to him, he's still like,
we're buds.
We're buddies.
And then, just to really put a dot on the fucking eye of Makoto's death, the eye catch at the end updates. Inspector's not there anymore. Because Takaru's got all his icons.
Howie.
I get that,
that
it's true, but fuck you!
That was actually a good moment, though, I thought, where, like, you know, like, Alan gets, like, his two coming back to him.
And even he doesn't know
why did they come back to me? And you're, I think that's our kind of confirmation. I almost said confirmation.
Jesus.
Fuck you, Gar.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Woo! I hate you.
Fuck you so much.
Ah!
Perfect.
Sudden invasion.
They're back. I think that was a confirmation, though. Sorry. Of how Alan actually, we kind of know at this point, but yeah,
he's
he
becoming
is a
good
guy.
Guy.
He will be a good guy. Even
well,
his.
It's more like he wants to not die.
But. Yeah, So what do we see for next week? What's happening next week, guys?
So next week, we're apparently trying to... They're trying to take Makoto's body back. We're trying to take Makoto's body back. Sure, let's do that.
Oh, we are.
Onari gets possessed by Goemon. Awesome. And the Zuo Eco cameo.
God, sweet. Fucking Ghost is turning into the Search for Spock.
So in the next couple weeks, we're getting the Ghost Zuoger crossover, right?
That's what this is next week.
Yeah. You know what I want to happen?
What?
I want Ghost to go into Edison and just see Tusk flip his shit about it.
I don't get it.
Thomas Edison invented basically an electric chair for an elephant because it killed a trainer.
Oh.
Whoa, history.
Holy
dark,
shit.
Man.
Why am I laughing at that?
Whoa. Okay.
All right.
And this has been Dark History with Noble.
Darkest sketch.
And I thought Cell was dark.
No, nope, he's North.
Me after two. I'm talking scalpels.
Kanpai Senshi after two.
All right, and this is where we will move into Juoger.
Juoger episode 6 did not disappoint.
Oh,
going strong.
So much Larry.
So
loved it.
I'm pretty sure. So we all called it. Azal being made of cubes immediately responds.
Yep.
Do you know what? I noticed too. When I recently rewatched the first episode, when Jagged was destroyed, he exploded into cubes as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So I don't know if that was just a thing, or maybe that's going to come back late. I don't know. All I know is Jagged did explode into cubes as well.
Was it like purple cubes or like
his color? No, just like black cubes, because he was black, right?
Oh.
So I don't know what that means. It's just
every monster explodes into cubes.
Do
in
they?
The show?
But I think that's just because of an effect of like their weapons. But the point is, Azald exploded into his own cubes.
The fact is, yes, he came back as we all predicted, and we're glad because Azald is kind of badass.
Yeah.
Wasn't he wearing like basketball shorts when he came back?
What? It was the same outfit.
Okay, it looked like he was wearing like basketball shorts when I saw it. I was like,
I found the shorts.
Have I hot from you, Noble?
Okay, so you know the what was the name of the monster?
Gabriel.
A lot of fans have been saying that, like, he reminds a lot of people of Pudgy Pig.
We mentioned that last week.
Lane, were you here last week? We talked about that.
Oh. We literally had that conversation.
Oh, yeah, you were drunk. Lane, all the monsters of this season, apparently, are inspired by one or two other Sentai monsters.
Oh, because, okay.
Which is not hard, because they've done basically everything.
I think his Sentai name was Dora Sire.
Oh, okay.
That he was inspired by him and one other guy.
Yeah, I was out for that episode.
It's hard to not reference other Sentai monsters, considering we've had 40 years of this shit.
Yeah, it's a lot. How awesome is that we live in a world where you can say that to be lazy and, like, it'll pass?
Yeah.
Like, how about this year we base them on past Sentai villains? I love it!
I have to say, though, like, some of my favorite Sentai monsters are always the ones that just aren't taken seriously. Like, they're trying to take themselves seriously, but the Sentai team isn't, and then they just fuck him up in such a bad way.
They were literally like, oh, we forgot about you!
And he's like,
I like how he was apparently able to pluck himself up from the earth.
Oh, and also...
Oh, didn't Azal do that?
Yeah, okay.
But I like that he just, like, was chomping around buildings and stuff. He's like,
monster termite.
Yep.
I was thinking about Azal, though. Wouldn't it be funny if, like, someone had picked up one or more of his cubes and he was unable to respawn because of it?
No, he's just unable to regenerate that one part of himself.
Just missing his head?
Yeah.
Or you just do what they did to, I think, or no, what they were trying to do to Majin Buu when they, like, blew him up. They just destroy every single piece of him until nothing exists. So.
Well, what happened is, Ichi, if, like, a kid brought that home, he's gonna get a hole in his wall because the piece is gonna go...
Yeah.
It's gonna be like the Iron Giant near the end when all trying to come together.
Bye. So, Larry moved out of his place because of he's ashamed of aging for some reason.
What I think it was, hold on.
Pause the podcast, you guys. Cell's gonna sip his drink.
Whoa.
Hey, I am Janice.
Amuse me.
No, what I was gonna say was, so we see, we catch up with Larry after the eating monster.
After Gabarillo eats a building.
We see a building has landed, and Larry, being the awesome badass he is, rescued a little girl. And we see he's covered up, like he's wearing scarves and shit, and
the perfect disguise.
He's not hiding it well, the fact that he now has silver hair. So what happened was so we were all wrong. It's not that he's draining his life force. It's that after putting his spirit or whatever in...
After giving his human power to Larry, it shortened his lifespan.
Larry has shortened his lifespan. Like, he's, like, halved himself at this point. It's a one-time thing, apparently, but still pretty... It's kind of awful.
Yeah.
And it was, like, it was a nice... But it was a great little scene. Like, especially where again, Yamato's, like, really pushing being my favorite Red ever. It's like, he just immediately says, I'll give it back!
Yeah.
And, like, that's just so selfless.
And then the cube is like, no, fuck you, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, like, Yamato...
Which is really odd for them to do, I think.
But it was really, that was really cool of Yamato at least trying to, like, you know, do something selfless for Larry. So.
Which kind of gives me a weird theory about the champion symbols, the cubes.
Mm-hmm.
What if these cubes were designed to eventually be passed on to humans from the start?
Wouldn't that be something?
Like, they came from Zhuland, but they were designed with the intent to give animal powers to humans.
I like to think that, honestly, like, the eagle Zuman, he used to be, like, he was someone important.
Oh, and absolutely. Just, like, he'll
I guess
be someone
he just
important.
Decided, you know what, I don't want to be in Zhuland anymore. I'm just going to move on to the human world. And then just, you know, he was just going minding his own business, and then he found Yamato, young Yamato, just all injured and alone, scared in the forest. And then he's like, you know what? I need to help him. Like, at the whatever. Cost of my life force, whatever. And so he just did something selfless. And so, yeah, you know what? I guess in a way, Yamato is just paying it forward.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He's paying on Eagle Zuman's kindness, but, you know, doing something kind himself. So. That's awesome.
Just thinking about the way that, like, Yamato is able to collect several animals' human powers, it just makes me wonder if, like, I know they won't do it, but it'd be funny if, like, the theme of the show began to just collect all different types of animal powers in the one cube.
Gotta catch them all.
And, like, that's how he gets his, like, super form.
Oh, jeez.
You know, it was another great little scene. Hmm? The Larry and the little girl.
Yeah, it's how she hugged him. It was all cute.
It's like, Olila-san!
You're welcome,
senorita. I'm not scared of you.
Yeah, and that's where Larry's just like,
senorita.
I love it. Senorita.
And
ooh.
And what happened? Well, in Whoville, they say, Larry the Girl's heart grew three sizes.
I can't believe I'm about to say this, but, like, it's just like, the girl's like, thank you for saving me. It just gives him a hug. You just see his tail just poof.
No.
Thank God they didn't.
Actually, speaking of which, that reminds me of something. First of all, Larry with gray hair looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
Actually, like, it's a neat, like, I mean, it's awful what happened to him, but it
he looks good for his age.
I've said before, the masks in this show look great.
Yeah.
Like, the animal mask for what this show is. The silver hair.
I was like, you'd think that would be the focus. So
yeah. The graying hair, it's a neat little touch, but I don't know who to blame for this, but they didn't do it all the way because... We see his tail and his hands still have black fur.
Maybe, I think we can attribute that to the whole loss of lifespan hasn't fully kicked in.
No. That's
so
not
think...
what happened, Ichi.
I'm
what,
just trying...
What happened was...
I'm trying to
forgot.
Give the show... I'm trying to give the show an out because I love it.
Me too, but I must nitpick damage.
No, that's fine.
Also, again, and I know I keep bringing this up every single time, like, but every time Leo does something, but again, Leo again shows that I'm a lot like him because, like,
you contribute nothing to the conversation and then
exactly,
bring everyone?
Exactly! No, there are sometimes, like, okay, a great example is Donnie from The Big Lebowski. Like, John Goodman and Jeff Bridges will just be talking, and then Donnie will just come in. Oh, I like that. Shut the fuck up, Donnie. You're out of your element.
It's very much here. Shut the fuck up, Wayne. No one likes Forza.
You're out of your element, Leo.
No, yeah. So, like, they're talking, and then Leo's just like, or you can do this. They just look at him, and he's like,
I think it was more Sarah or whatever. It was just, like, gave him a glare.
Yeah.
Well, that too.
Yeah, that's why he shut up.
And
oh
he's
my
just
God,
like,
those two are gonna bone by the end of this.
Yeah,
shark and a lion. That's weird, man.
I shipped that.
No,
bad,
but
bad joke.
It's gonna be Amu and Yamato and
fuck yeah.
Like I said bestiality. Is it? No,
hey,
no.
It's
a
maybe,
cat girl.
Maybe it'll be progressive. It'll be Yamato and Tusk.
We got to see Mario dressed up as a chicken. That was funny.
There was a great... Oh, what was the little bit that he did that they did there?
He literally walked right past Larry.
Yeah, he walked past Larry.
Did I just see a gorilla?
Gorilla? No, he was like, no, it was Yamato. You know, he's trying to be... You know, he's just trying to be... And then you just hear...
I saw Yamato and a gorilla.
And then you just hear Yamato...
His impression is that good.
Yeah, they're trying to push him away, and you just hear Yamato go like... And he's trying to impersonate gorilla, and they, like, push him in, and he's like, oh, okay, like...
I'm just gonna put this out there. The hijinks like that started out funny. This is the first time I can already see a decline of it just getting painful.
Well, yeah, but at this point, like, even before that, I'm just like, just tell him. Like, who's gonna believe him? He's guys, a crazy guy dressed up in animal costumes.
Guys, we're not even 10 episodes in yet, though. Like, but like, if we're being honest, this isn't that tired at this point.
I feel like there will probably be an episode mid-season where they reveal themselves to Mario.
Yeah.
And he won't give a fuck, or he'll be happy.
I will say, though, I love his makeshift animal costumes.
He looks like he stepped out of Skyward Sword.
I think they're adorable and funny and, you know...
And absolutely not convincing Mario, anyone.
Look... To be fair, he's not doing it to convince anything.
Well, he's trying to get
into the spirit of the animal.
He wants to be alone with the animal.
Literally, I watched him walk in with that, like, chicken head, and my immediate thought was, Cube Chicken!
God, what if Mario becomes Jiro of the World?
Oh, no!
Or what if, like, after the show is done or whatever, and they have, like, a... Sorry, not when it's done, like, just down the... down the line, they do, like, a movie... And it's like Conductor with Tokuger. He actually gets a form and a suit. What would Mario's animal be?
Everything.
Zoo chicken.
There you go.
Platypus.
Zoo goat.
Because a platypus is a mixture of different animals.
Zoo deer.
Zoo platypus.
Zoo Yoshi.
Mario.
Dino Nooja.
Raven, wake up, prove you're here.
Yes, I'm here.
No, you're not.
We're recording early than usual, and you're tired now. Well, I understand, you've been working all day.
No, I know why. Why? Because he's drinking iced tea, not hot tea.
Oh. Sure. That doesn't make any sense.
You know I'm right! I like...
You mean I'm drinking something store-bought, not the caffeinated beverage I usually am.
There you go.
Or your usual tea.
Gaborio
has, like, Bravo-style plumage shots. That was neat.
Oh, Naria is apparently the
bartender.
Because this all comes back and it's like, yo, mix me up a drink.
Mix me up a fucking drink.
I feel like we haven't seen that bar before, so just to see them, like, zoom out and show it,
we've seen it, they just didn't really call attention to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Naria, how about, double on the rocks?
And I mean ice!
Oh my god, imagine if, like, throughout the rest of the series, every time, like, a new Monster of the Day comes in,
it's just,
Norm! You wanna go wherever? They just say its name.
Yeah. Yeah. So, we get this cool shot where, Yamato actually henchins right into Zuo Gorilla.
That was cool.
And here's the thing. We established that Zuo Gorilla doesn't have his own, like, awakening superpower, and I think the muscles should have been that, because, like, he could have just been in, like, the normal suit with the gorilla helmet and like, bodysuit, and then when they do the whole Kaiho thing, that's when the muscles could have come up.
Nah.
Yeah, but isn't, like, Zuo Gorilla already kind of, like, a super form anyway?
It is.
Kind of.
Which, that's really early.
I wouldn't call it a super form, I would just call it, like, a mode change in... It's. I would equate it to...
He loses speed and flight ability and gains...
Loses speed my ass!
Loses flight. Here's the thing. The best thing I can equate it to is, like, Gaim Pine Arms. It's slower and faster, but it's not a super form.
The cool thing is he got his own...
Sorry, I said slower, faster. I meant it's slower and stronger.
Geo Gorilla also got his own roll call.
Yeah, that was awesome! That's great. Another wallpaper!
This is the one little, like, this is a little tiny thing that kind of bothered me a little bit. It's not a huge deal, but, like, when they do the roll call and they show the symbol, like, you still saw the eagle, and I'm like, I understand, but could have changed it to Geo Gorilla quickly.
You just wish they went the extra mile for a little.
Huh?
When do they show the eagle?
No, like, okay, no, I mean, when they do the roll call, like, they're like, Jojo, and then shows, like, the symbol flashing.
Okay.
They showed the eagle and the emblem, and I'm like, I get it, but...
I understand.
You could have used the gorilla
I understand. Just once. That would have been neat if they had changed it, but I understand why they didn't.
Yeah. They broke fucking Gabriel's jaw, which was great.
Nice little thing throughout the entire series was the episode was Gabriel like every time my teeth, my jaw. Fucker ate their swords.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pudgy picked them.
And then they all do get on top of each other and destroy him with a giant fucking energy fist.
Because yeah, Sentai.
That was great, actually.
Oh, that was their final attacks are so cool because they're like different almost every single time. Like, it's great.
So,
like,
we've
got a claw, fangs, giant fucking gorilla fist.
So, Gabriel gets continued, and that's when we meet Cube Gorilla.
Mm.
And he looks freaking awesome.
Yeah.
I was wrong.
I just like that's how the fucking giant banana cannon just, like, comes onto his shoulder out of fucking nowhere.
Oh, Christ, it is a banana.
Yeah, no, like...
You know, I sorry, Lane. We had to, right, guys? I mean, they had to... He gets on top of a building, he starts throwing shit at that guy.
And then trapezing while screaming like Tarzan.
No, that was Yamato doing that.
Well, yeah. But
yeah,
you know
Yamato
I mean.
Was doing the screaming.
We needed a Donkey Kong reference.
So, after... I love how Gaur was like, yeah, I'll just eat you too. So his immediate reaction is to turn into the cube form and launch himself in the jaw.
And he's like, oh, my jaw!
I need Heimlich!
So, and then we meet Zewa Wild.
But the funny how they do it is, like, they're all just like, whoa, gorilla's so cool, and Larry's like, yeah, and just pushes Tusk, and I'm like, get the fuck in there!
When I saw that, I was really hoping, I was like, oh, can Larry be, like, their mentor now?
That would have been
That's what I thought they might have been leaning towards, but...
But apparently not.
So, yeah, we see Zewa Wild.
A.K.A. Cube Garnet.
Yeah, Cube fucking Jesus. Garnet Zord.
Or Cube Predacon.
Take your pick.
It looks like both.
It's awesome! Like, even I'm actually kind of jealous that, like, I kind of almost spoke to him, but no, I already have King.
I love how they've got, the weapon is a Gatling gun that they just call the Wild Cannon, even though it is not a cannon, it's a fucking machine gun.
Also rocket fest!
Which then gets
Doesn't
eaten.
The gun, like, instantly get eaten by... Gabriel.
Yeah, he eats the gun.
Oh, yeah.
And then they finish it off with, like, double, triple rocket punch.
That was great.
It was great, yeah. And apparently Larry just decides to leave and go live among other humans.
Oh, yeah, he's going... No, he said he's going to go, like, back to studying humans.
Yeah,
and
but he's like, also, if I... will also keep an eye out for the champion symbol, so if I find it, I'll let you know. And then just, like, they're all sad to see him go, whatever, like that. And I, you know, I'm going to miss Larry. We're going to see him again. I know it's not the last we've seen him, but I'm going to miss him. He was great.
I don't know why I just thought of this, but he's going to like show up the last scene or something. Like the Hulk in Avengers. That's my secret. I'm always
amigos.
Oh, God. What if there's just like at like near the point of the end series where like they're at their lowest point and they're just like, oh, man, like, you know, we're getting our asses kicked. Like, I can't believe like all this shit's happening. Oh, no, amigo! And they're just all like...
Steps in, takes the cube, becomes Zewa Gorilla.
That'd be so cool.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
So, this week's animal was the squirrel in the green box. Why? Everyone remember that.
Why do you want people to remember that?
I don't know.
Japanese squirrel.
Squirrel!
Well, no, like, I think they put a squirrel in there because, like, there's no squirrels in Japan.
Well, they said it was
it's a
Japanese
squirrel.
They specified it
according to the subtitles. Squirrel.
Not only that, they specified it was in a zoo.
Yeah.
No, but that's what I mean, because, like, when I went to a zoo there, they had squirrels in the zoo, right? So I'm like, why would you put a squirrel in it? Then I realized, oh, yeah, there's no squirrels here. This is a
foreign... Oh, you mean putting it in a zoo because they're not common.
Yeah.
Japanese squirrel. It's a thing.
So, yeah, next week, Amu apparently becomes a mook, and Ghost shows up.
Well, the thing with Amu, from what I saw in the preview, is she got injected with something by the Monster of the Week.
Gross.
Freaking glowing red eyes. There was like, holy shit!
There was this gigantic syringe that ended up in her shoulder in the preview, so I'm pretty sure that probably has a lot.
Well, yeah, obviously it's not under her own volition.
Or is it?
No. Do you think there's going to be an episode, there's going to have to be an episode, where, like, some human villain is going to show up, like, as a poacher?
Oh,
like,
yeah. No, that's who Zoo of the World is.
Could you imagine?
That'd be great.
Possible.
That'd be a hell of an arc. Well, I mean, look at the animals he's themed after. Crocodile, rhino, and wolf.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Alligator skin, rhino horns, wolf pelts.
Is he crocodile or alligator?
I don't know.
I think it's a crocodile.
Anyways, that's about it for this week's episodes.
Can I make one bad joke before we go to our featured topic?
Yes.
So, since Larry's hair's turning gray, do you think he's a silverback gorilla now?
I was thinking that when we started talking about it, but I chose not to say it.
Except, you know, it's not his back.
It could be on his back.
It could be. We don't know.
He has a shirt on.
I don't know. It's clearly not on his arms or tail.
It may just be down his back.
That means nothing.
Speaking of magic. Speaking of nothing.
What? So, to wrap up Magimarch, our second theme month here on Cast Ranger, at the behest of Senor Gar, Mr. Yellowcaster, we watched another Magiranger movie, specifically Magiranger versus Decaranger.
It's okay.
First thing I gotta say, not much of a versus movie.
No.
Then again, neither was Batman versus Superman, apparently.
If Gar were here, he'd tell you that he saw it.
That title is clearly, like, though, just to get you kind of going. It's just saying versus, I don't know, maybe, does that mean something different in Japanese, maybe?
No. It's honestly versus movies in Japan, period, are usually just team-ups.
There you go.
Yep. Like, usually in versus movies, they start out fighting each other, and then they team up by the end of it, but this one, very little conflict between them.
No, just straight
them.
Up, oh, hey, it's that police force that what fights aliens and shit. Alright, cool.
Yeah. You want to talk about the intro?
No.
Like, the actual opening sequence.
No. So, yeah, we see our Magis at the diner. Or, no, not diner. Like, a fancy restaurant.
They're at a fancy restaurant celebrating Fantastic Happy Day or some
and
shit.
Sounds like something Stephen Harper came up with.
And they actually have meat on their plates for once.
And they actually point out to everyone, we've emptied our savings to pay for this one meal, so everyone better fucking enjoy it!
Enjoy it, David!
We're celebrating our dead mother!
Yeah. Enjoy it! No, yeah, they're at the restaurant, and, you know, happy family day, or whatever the hell it's called. And also there, we don't see her right away, but someone looking at a phone turns out to be the Pink Decaranger, right?
Yes, Umeko.
Yeah.
Waiting for the Green Ranger.
Because they're an item, I guess.
Because I guess they hooked up by the end of the show.
That's cute. Then the building gets lifted up
by a giant alienizer robot.
Yep.
This creepy fish-eyed motherfucker.
Yep.
And it's a mirror of episode 1 of Decaranger, because the other rangers have to come and rescue Umeko, who's trapped in the restaurant.
Yeah, and she's like, well, giving sentient like, shit for it.
Just like the bus from episode 1.
Oh, for fuck's sake!
Yeah. You didn't notice that?
God damn it.
Lane notices nothing.
Why is the pink... The Pink Ranger always getting fucking trouble like that.
I had to put my feet down for a second.
Yes.
I'm putting that shit on your head now.
No, you're not.
What's that about shitting on Raven's head?
That too. Anyway.
So the Magirangers get saved by the Decarangers, and they're all like, wow, the Space Police!
The Space Police are here!
Good contribution, Leo.
Deca!
We just watched this movie right before recording this, and I've already forgotten much of it.
Yeah.
But why, though?
Am
I the only one who actually kind of liked it?
It was okay, but there wasn't anything particularly memorable about it.
No, I mean, like, to me it was just a fun little cute movie, you know?
Yeah,
So, like, the villain of the movie is Agent X, which is, like, half Alienizer, half Infertia.
What they said was he wasn't Infertia, who left
and became an alienizer.
He became the main villain of Deca Rangers, like apprentice.
Descendant. Or, yeah,
yeah, apprentice. Like what's his name in Deca? Abera or
something like that.
Apale? So,
yeah, yeah. Okay, can we talk first of all? Agent X looks awesome.
Yeah.
He's got this great design.
He definitely has like the whole devil look going on. It's not an aesthetic I particularly like, but he does it well.
He kind of looks like a little like Hexadecimal's face, the white mask sort of thing.
I actually prefer the other one.
Reboot.
I just remembered, like, he walked out the first time, and I'm like, holy shit, it's like Quan Chi from Mortal Kombat learned how to go Super Shredder.
Super Shredder.
He's got, like, the white face and the demonic eyes and his like, bottom half of his face covered up, and, like, horns and devil wings, and Christ, this guy likes fucking Dokoku.
And what was his right-hand man's called? Bora? Or Babon.
Babon.
Yeah, like...
Babar.
I honestly thought it was Baboon at first.
It's Babar.
but they're neat. Like, I like how Bob... I was going to call him Baboon.
Babon.
Babon had, like... He was, like, a cowboy theme or something.
Yeah, no, I like Babon.
He had this thing where you couldn't shoot him because he would just get more powerful.
He has some sort of, like, magical glyph on his chest that will absorb beams.
Yeah.
Beamus.
So they figure that out when they all... Most of them all team up at first.
Yeah.
They figure that out, so, oh, it's up to magic, let's launch me out of a cannon, sis.
It's always the fucking cannon, isn't it?
So they shoot him, but someone gets in the way.
So Bon Bon shows up and, like, fucks up Matthew Red's cannon shot.
But this was interesting. What was he wearing?
Apparently he was wearing the Battleizer that was used before this movie, exclusive to SPD.
So,
as in the Power Rangers version.
So that's kind of awesome, actually.
And he actually referred to it as the Fire Squad Battleizer.
Yeah, like, because they don't call it Battleizer in Sentai, right?
No. Well, they don't usually have a name for it, like, as a category of armor.
Exactly. Just... Like, but the word Battleizer doesn't show up in Sentai.
Yeah, no.
Right? So I think that's actually a really neat thing they did, where they actually, like, that was like a bit of a ha-ha to any fans of both.
Yeah.
That's just cool. I like stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
I like when they share.
Yeah.
Like, what was that thing in the didn't we see one of the SPDs in that, what was the Akihabara Ranger one?
What?
Akiba Ranger?
Akiba Ranger.
Oh, yeah,
it.
Yeah.
We saw one of the the Deca Rangers, like, promoting SPD or something.
Yeah. Yeah, Bon Bon, the Red Ranger, was there in the Akiba Ranger episode. And he was like, are you here to be my partner? And he was like, no, I'm here promoting Power Rangers SPD.
Which makes me wonder, is this guy just a fan of SPD and, like, he's pushing for this sort of stuff?
Maybe.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah.
They said that he was dubbed. It was being dubbed in Japanese.
It was. That's why he was promoting it.
Mm-hmm. That's cute, though.
And this key, God knows, he was probably voicing Jack.
Yes, Noble?
Oh, so are we gonna, like, actually talk about the Battleizer being a dog named Murphy?
Yes, I was going to bring that up.
I know, okay. I know him as Rick.
All the RoboCop references.
Yeah, I was going to say, did anyone know that?
I haven't watched RoboCop.
Okay, well, the main star of RoboCop, his name is Murphy. Detective Murphy, Officer Murphy, right?
Yeah.
And just, yeah, there's no way in a show about cops, by the way, where they keep their guns on the side of their legs, there is no way that isn't a reference to RoboCop.
Oh, yeah.
I just love that.
It's just like how Ghost Grateful Dimashi being a Grateful Dead reference.
Exactly. Like, I just love that how... with Kamen Rider, yeah, you could kind of say it's a little more angled towards, you know, like, pre-teens. Sentai's full-on kid show.
Yeah.
We're making open references to one of the most violent movie of the 80s now. That's so great.
I guess they figured kids won't get it.
That is so great.
No, they'll only understand it from the new, recent RoboCop movie, which was...
It's okay.
By the way, I'd just like to point out that Gar Yellowcaster is sitting right outside the studio, sending us texts as we're going on. And you know how I mentioned earlier how there must have been an episode, how Green and Pink Deca Rangers must have gotten together? Gar actually sent me a text confirming that, yes, there was apparently an episode that hinted at Pink and Green having a relationship.
I think what we need to really talk about is how weird it is that Gar has his ear up against the door. And I don't mean that literally, Gar.
I don't think we need to talk about this at all. I think we need to just go on with the episode.
Right? No, it's funner to talk about Gar.
So,
yeah, of course, because...
All the disputes, like the Reds, Red Rangers are all like, ooh.
The Reds get in each other's faces because we have to have a dick measuring
this
contest.
This is a series with two asshole Red Rangers, so they're going to fight and scream at each other and just go, nah, 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 nah!
Okay, well, also, Gar would be upset if we didn't mention this. He was upset at the fact that, like, because all of the Deck Rangers, they all have different, like, hairstyles or whatever like that, because, you know, they're the past Sentai. But
Bon-Bon's hair actually looks human.
Yeah, Bon-Bon and Deca Break, apparently they, like, switched hairstyles or something.
Oh my god, who cares?
Well, Gar does.
Gar cares about weird things. But I'll tell you what I care about. Safety.
Condoms?
Just in general, safety.
Okay.
Wear a helmet.
What about that intro? They showed all the
Deck
Rangers.
Yeah, that's what I was mentioning earlier.
Oh,
like,
that.
The actual, like, title sequence.
I thought you meant, like, the intro. I'm like, what? The movie? Like,
I meant the title sequence.
Oh, say that then.
Sorry.
Okay, that was cool.
So, like, the movie up to the title sequence is focused mostly on the Magi Rangers, and then, like, the title sequence kicks in, and it looks exactly like a Deca Ranger movie intro, where
it's
hard-ass music, and it introduces them one
of the
time.
It's very cop drama, very, yeah, like, 70s cop show, where, like, you see them in their profile, like, their names come across the screen, like, and it was just like, okay, yeah, that makes sense for the Deca Ranger. Are they gonna change to a more, like, mystical thing for Magi Ranger? Nope! Just full-on, same thing.
Yeah, they introduced the Magi Rangers with the Deca Rangers style opening and profile and music. And I'm like, well, I guess the Magi Rangers are space cops. But I just thought it was funny, like, as the Deca Ranger part was going, I'm just like, we have seen no Deca Rangers this movie so far, right? And then they just shove them into the title sequence. I guess they're taking over.
Sentai movie. Just gotta be there, right? Fucking cowboy guy, Babu, whatever the hell his name is. He kidnaps Hoka? No, not Hoka.
Urara.
Yeah, the blue one.
Yeah.
He kidnaps her. Oh, I love his reasoning for not taking the pink Deca Ranger, though.
Because he doesn't like short women.
I don't like small women. Oh. And that's a plot point, believe it or not.
Yeah. And then Yellow jumps in after them.
Yellow just goes into the portal. I thought for a second that Break was going to go in too. Looked like he was just about to do it.
But he missed.
I don't know. I didn't watch Deca Ranger. Gar, you're listening outside. Text Ichi this. Were Break and Yellow a thing? Because he seemed to actually be, like, upset about it for a bit. Anyway, we'll find out later if Gar is still eavesdropping instead of going home.
Find out on the next episode.
They weren't a thing.
They weren't? Okay. I believe you, Lane, but I hate you. So, we go to the Hogwarts.
The Magi base.
Yeah.
The Magi Ranger pit.
Because Babu said, like...
Babon!
Whatever. He said, you must bring me the Flower of Heaven.
And no one has any fucking clue what that is until Swan walks in.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Swan! Swan cameo, everybody! Say hi! So, yeah, it turns out that Magi Mama, she took Swan, she knew Swan and Doggy, right?
She shipped them.
She gave them a flower that represented love. She shipped them hard. I know the flower's a movie thing, Gar. That wasn't what I asked.
Okay, Gar, go the fuck away! Jesus Christ, man. I'll fuck come out there and tickle the shit out of you.
That is the least threatening threat I've ever heard.
Damn it, it's fucking torture.
Eavesdropping the podcast, Yellowcast.
You know who should be going? Raven!
What'd you think of the movie?
It was okay.
Take off your fucking headphones.
No. But he's listening to...
I'm still listening to this. Well, mainly to Noble. Take off your headphones. Hasn't said anything
you
for
can't
a while,
hear
actually.
Oh, right, that's why you have your headphone on. I forgot.
Yeah, so I can actually hear Noble.
You idiot! We all have headphones!
I forgot.
It was an okay
movie.
Mine's
so comfy. It doesn't
honestly,
feel like
honestly,
anything's my ear.
Honestly, not having watched much of either show kind of put me out on it. But
yeah,
you
know, I guess.
Well, me
that
either,
would do
but
it
yet
you.
I'm here. You know what? Yeah, sorry. That's not an excuse for anyone anymore.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it either.
It's been forever since I watched Magi Ranger, but eh.
So, yeah, like in a nice little nod towards, I guess, fan shipping or something. Magi Mother says, I'm entrusting the Flower of Heaven to you because... Okay, get this. This is what the Flower of Heaven does. It holds, like, all the love on Earth or something. Which, okay, interesting.
Sure.
But then once every 10 years, all that love goes?
Like, if it's in the hands of someone evil, then all love on Earth gets sucked out of the planet. And then, like... And then, like, if it's in the hands of someone good, a fucking little late show happens.
You know, what? Deus Ex MacGuffin item for Sentai.
Yes.
Yeah, like, oh yeah, like textbook version of that.
God, that'd be a horrible world to live in. Just yeah. Just like I'm with Kelly or something like that, and then all of a sudden I'm just like, we're done. I thought you loved me.
And scene.
You thought wrong.
It was like, you thought wrong. You thought wrong. A flower told me not to.
Blame the flower of heaven, my dear.
So the monster kidnaps Arara and says, bring me this magical jewel flower that none of you have heard of, or else I will kill your...
I love that name. Urara.
Urara.
Urara!
I love that part, too, when, like, Bon Bon and Kai are at each other's necks again, where it's just like, well, I don't think we should give this over just for one person. What do you mean we shouldn't give it for just one person? Like, well, he's got a point. He's not saying we shouldn't, like, you know, save your sister, but we shouldn't just hand this over and, you know, doom millions.
So what's their plot to sneak to get their sister back?
The same way I passed ninth grade English. Cross-dressing!
So Tetsu, being the one who already cross-dressed, by the way, thank you, Gar, for showing us the cross-dressing episode of Decaranger for context on that, also drags Hikaru into this because sixth ranger.
Because he says, you look pretty.
You're man pretty.
You're man pretty.
Yeah.
So yeah, like, we see this, like, their plan is to, like, you know, trick Bon Bon or whatever his name is.
Babon, because he said...
Oh yeah, Bon Bon's the red one.
Because he said he doesn't like short women, their plan is to send the two tall guys dressed as women to woo him and get the thing.
That is such a leap.
Like, yeah!
I don't like short women. Oh, he must like mannish women.
It was actually a funny scene.
One or the other.
Oh, it's the highlight of the movie.
He's like, oh my god, you're so cute, your hair is so luscious. Bit of leg hair, but you know what? That's fine. I can.
You know what? Babon is a progressive guy.
Yeah. The one thing that bugged me, like, they come up with, like, terrible, like, female names, like Tetsugo and Hikaruko. And I'm like, you could have easily gone with Hikari.
And then.
That's what bothered you in that scene.
Yes! And just the one moment where. Just like. And then Jasmine's just like. No. Deck a break.
Her cross-playing, nothing out of the ordinary.
Jasmine just breaks the fourth wall.
Yeah, like, I'm like, does she do that a lot?
That was kind of cute, where they're just like, even though they're in pair, they're like, wait, he likes them over us?
Yeah.
Like, again, the guy's into mannish woman, I guess.
Apparently, because as they're walking off together into the sunset, he's fucking skipping and clicking his heels.
Like, I'm like, stop prancing. This guy, you know, he's just like, he's like one of those guys who goes, yes, I'm into women... with a bit more robust edges to them. I like it that if we were lost in the wilderness, they could provide for me.
And I'm like, aren't you a robot? What the fuck?
Who knows?
So they get far away enough before he realizes that they're not women by actually pulling off their wigs.
But the funny little thing there, this was a good comedy moment.
Yeah.
Overall, I did like the part where, too, he, like, gives them the wigs and they accidentally switch them.
Yeah.
And they put on the wrong wigs.
Yeah, that was great.
You know, I'm just a huge fan of cross-dressing in comedy. Like, two of my favorite comics of all time were cross-dressers, like Dame Edna and Bugs Bunny. You tell me Bugs Bunny's not a cross-dresser.
Yeah, yeah. I was kind of expecting when he took off their wigs to just be like, oh, you actually have short hair? I actually vastly prefer that.
Does the thing where he puts his arm, like, on the wall. It's just a wall now for some reason.
Oh, the kabedon?
Yeah, whatever the hell that's called.
Yeah.
Why is there a name for that?
Because it's a thing in Japanese culture. Yeah, so they rescue Urara and Jasmine, and then, like, they all morph and team up fight, and it's all pretty generic.
Then Doggy Kruger comes out.
Doggy shows up,
right.
Morphs into Dekamaster, and then... Oh, is it time? Yes, it is. It's time for a 1 minute Wolzard cameo.
It's the Wolzard cameo hour.
Wolzard shows up.
Dog versus wolf.
One's gonna lose for sure.
So they do their thing and just like, bah, 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 and then they like stop at a cliff and then they're just like,
I had a funny thought while Doggy Kruger was like standing on the cliff about to transform, and I'm like, oh my god, you guys, he's a Zuman! Zuo Dog!
No, you said Zuo Inu.
Yeah, and then and then you pointed out, no, they use the English words for the animals.
In Georgia, yeah, they use the English words.
Got it.
It would have been Zuo Dog.
Yeah.
Uchu no Oja. Zuo Dog!
King of space.
But
yeah.
It they're trying to lead it up to look like it's going to be a badass fight, and it's two, like, fan-favorite characters, you know, yeah. Doggy and Woolzard. So, you're like, oh, maybe it'll be good. I didn't have my hopes up, and so my hopes were not shattered in any way when the fight lasted 1 minute. They cross blades one. They do the Dragon Ball Z thing for a few seconds, like the choo-choo-choo-choo. Then they go, they're on a beach. They do the samurai thing where they, like, run
they
against
both
each other.
Charge up the same attack with different names.
In reverse, though.
No, it was the
not
same
in reverse,
hand.
Sorry. Was it the same hand? I thought this
it was
no,
the
one
same
did
hand.
One like did on the circle on the left, one did on the right.
Literally, the only difference was the fact that Woolzard was holding a shield in the other hand.
That's what it was, yeah.
And they dash at each other with the same sword hand.
You know what? I didn't mind this movie as much as you guys did, but, you know, like, it was just they were... Oh, they teased us so bad, where it's just like... Like I love it. I love it in any form of fiction where two older warriors get together, right?
Yeah.
And like I love that little thing where they they're keeping their swords at each other,
yeah.
And like you're not bad at this. Neither are you. I'm like I love it. I love it in fiction when sword fighters compliment each other.
Yeah.
That's why one of my favorite fight scenes of all time is from Princess Bride.
And then Woolzard immediately fucks off.
Exact. Like, well, my cameo's done. Where's my check?
Yeah.
Like. Dirt! Give us what we want!
Yeah. Woolzard movie, go!
So, Bunny flies up into space.
And starts using the flower of heaven to, I guess, vacuum all emotion out of the world or some shit.
But, something great happens, actually. So, yeah, Deca Ranger, one of their Megazord forms is a giant gun. Right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's my favorite Megazord.
But that, so what happens, guys? We're like, what happens?
Oh.
Magi Ranger summons one of their Megazords,
yeah.
Which then shoots the giant gun.
Yeah, it shoots the giant gun. I was like, yeah!
That was fun. And Buddy, like, at first, we're like, oh, is this going to be like a 1 second fight? No, Buddy falls back to Earth, and we're going to have.
It's a 1 second fight.
Yes, we're going to have our foot fight now.
No, they pull out the four Megazords, and they.
Oh, they do, yes, my bad.
They pull out two Megazords per team, and they all do a big team-up attack, and then it's a ground
I
fight.
Accidentally made a pun, too, while we were watching it. I say, like, in Sentai, Power Rangers, whatever, I love it when you see all the Megazords team up with each other. It's magical to me. And then, like, a full minute went by. So, was that a pun? Oh, shit, it was.
Disgusting.
Are you being Maji right now?
Yeah, shut up.
That pun is literally used so many times in this movie that even Jasmine at one point leans over to the camera and goes, should I have said Maji there?
So after they defeat the Megazord in 1 second, yes, now we're back to fighting on the on ground, small again.
Yeah.
And then just like, they're Buddy like grabs a bunch of foot soldiers and then fucking Nightmare just pops in. Like, hi, can I join?
But, yeah, sure. Yeah. Von Kuria just jumps in and he's like, join me, I won't charge extra. And I'm like, charge? What the fuck
when
are you talking about?
When was he a monetary guy?
Alienizers do space business of
I
some
know,
sort.
I yeah,
know, yeah,
I get it. Like that, honestly, what that reminded me of was Broodwing from SPD, because he was motivated by money.
Yeah, kind of.
Yep.
But, nah,
so the Rangers start, like, fighting all the mooks and such, stupidest fucking thing in this whole movie happens.
Let's talk about, like, they do the normal thing where, like, all the colors team up with each other.
Yeah.
And, of course, the girls team up with each other.
Oh.
And I'm like, and as I'm watching this, I'm like, wow. Wow, Deca Ranger versus Magi Ranger. Way to set women back 50 years. Do you want to go, Hanichi?
So, the four female Rangers run up to Von Kuria, and they're about to start fighting, and then, flash, they're all in, like, some sort of parallel dimension, and all four Rangers are de-henshined, and Von Kuria has been separated into Nightmare. So there's six girls sitting in this pocket space, and what's their first thought to do, even though they should be fighting? Swap costumes! Because why not?
Because girls!
And apparently Nightmare stole Woolzard's phone and then had two of them for some fucking reason. Because it's magic! And literally, like, two of the Rangers swap into Nightmare's outfits, and Nightmare are dressed like the Decaranger ladies, and then the actual Decaranger ladies dress up like the Magirangers or some shit. I don't even know if that's the accurate combination, but they literally interrupted a battle to cosplay each other!
I will say, though, it's pretty hot.
Thank you, Lane, for eliciting the exact reaction that they wanted! In the middle of a battle! They could have easily had this scene earlier in the movie!
No,
it had to be in the middle of the fucking battle against the forces of evil!
No, it was the perfect time to do that.
This is not a Kiba Ranger!
Ah! Supposed to bring out the Toku boner in you, Ichi.
There's no such thing as
this movie is for children!
Okay. There's some teenagers who watch this.
Yes, us.
And some adults like us.
God damn it. But the icing on the shit sundae was the final attack on that fight. You want to go through that one too, Ichi? This is where...
Please do, because I don't remember any of that now.
No, what was the attack called?
Oh, Fantastic Strikeout?
No, not that one.
Not that one.
Wait, not the final, sorry, the not the final attack, the girl one. The girl's team.
Oh, right! Jesus
Christ. I want to say one thing. Ichi has not broken much. He's bent. He's almost gone past the edge of insanity. But very rarely does he break.
So, to fight off Vancouria, the four female rangers, once retransformed, like, combine their weapons and start chanting the following catchphrases. Magical sisters. Twin cam angels. Twin cam angels!
If you don't know, that's basically like a cam girl, like, you know, the girl who, like, takes her clothes
off for money. The
Decarangers
just called themselves webcam girls!
Yo. That is so terrible.
Like, was that supposed to be a fourth wall thing where they realize that they're on television? Because that's the only answer I can think of. But still, twin cam angels! How could that possibly make sense within context of the show? Also, like, I don't even want to start on the, like, female issues and, like, how demeaning and all that. I don't even want to get into that. Just the fact that they called themselves that is gravely upsetting.
It's an odd...
I don't mean to demean anyone who does that or is into that, but... I don't think Jasmine and Umeko are cam girls.
I don't think the Decaranger versus Magiranger movie was the proper venue for that.
Exactly.
Like, it's a one-off joke, but you're just like, really, guys?
You gotta wonder if, like, kids watching that heard them call themselves twin cam angels and immediately you went to Google and typed that in.
Hell yeah. I know I did. Oh, boy.
Oh my god, I actually had to pause the movie and ingest that.
But as it goes, you know, it's formula, formula, formula. The two reds get into their modes. It was cool to see Bon Bon get into the SPD Battleizer mode again. That was cool.
Yeah, he even said Battleizer.
Yeah, that was cool. Again, that's cool to hear that.
The funny part is how it involved Murphy exploding.
Oh yeah, Murphy becomes it. Yeah, that's
he
cool.
Literally has to fall to pieces and then, like, fly onto him.
And they take out the bad guy, and the day is won.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did like earlier, too, how it was the Sixth who took out Babon.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, imagine they made the joke like that. You kept touching my butt.
All right, let's talk about that ending.
Let's talk about that ending, indeed. So, they're all together. They're all celebrating. Kai tells the one funny thing I've heard from him ever, and I'll be honest, it was actually pretty goddamn funny.
Oh, yes.
There's this moment where Kai and Bon are talking about their girlfriends. They're looking at each other.
Yamazaki and Mari. And
they both have them on their morphers.
On the back of their morphers, like, fucks.
They're talking about possibly marriage one day. What does he say? Like, Kai?
Yeah, so Kai, like, stumbles next to Makito after talking about eventually marrying Yamazaki. And he looks at Makito and he's like, oh, that's right. No matter how hopeless my older brother is, there's no way I can get married before him.
And I'm like, that was savage.
Makito just leaps on him.
Apply cold water to the burnt area.
From the fire-themed ranger,
like,
no less.
Really, that was great.
I call that one Scorched Earth.
So, yeah, they're all celebrating. Then they look at a picture of Mama Magic or whatever.
Magic Mother. And it was really creepy how they, like, zoomed into the portrait super
like, her face comes up like fucking X's dad or something. And she's just like, oh, you learned about the heart or love?
I don't even remember. This movie is, like, packed to the fucking brim with cheesy, shitty dialogue and catchphrases.
So, like, now, overall, though, the movie was fun enough. Then it comes to a grinding halt at the end where, like, everything gets quiet.
Like, as they look at the photo of their mother, they just remember, oh, yeah, our mom's dead.
This soft music comes up. The fucking lights start dimming.
Actually.
And, like, oh, and then it's, like, this little, like, glass ballerina thing starts spinning in the music box or whatever.
And it's like a really sad scene.
Credits.
Whoa, okay. All sad ending.
Like, how are the kids supposed to, like, you know, feel after that one?
Well, everyone,
you know, wonder what the mood was walking out of the theater.
And all of you guys are just laughing, and I'm just sitting there, and I'm like, guys.
Well, it was funny because it was so... No, you're right. If you looked at the scene by itself, it's nice enough. Yeah, they're remembering, like, the kids are remembering their mother... sorry, the Magic Rangers are remembering their mother, Doggy and Swan are remembering an old friend, and, you know, the Deck Rangers are just, like, showing their respect. It's a good enough scene on its own, mm-hmm. but it's just right, it came right after a scene of everyone going, hoy, 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 hoy.
We saved the day, Herp!
And, like, again, like, during the credits, like, because they all get flowers now.
Yeah.
Like, the flower of...
The final magical effect of the Flower of Heaven is to give each of them a flower that...
Symbolizes giving love,
symbolizes family love. Because
the best thing was, though, like, you see every character, like, hand a flower to the audience.
Yeah.
Like, at first you see Doggy and Swan hand each other one, like...
And you think it's, like, to each other?
Yeah, like, I guess that's what they were trying to go for, but then every other character, like, starts handing it, like...
Each of them in, like, a different way, showing their own attitude. And I just love Hikaru's, where he, like, brings his hand from one side to the other, like he's a fucking butler.
There you go. But, yeah, overall, this movie was okay. There's weird edits, and, like, at some points, like, the footage was, like, sped up, and then, like, yeah. The quality was, like, a bit higher than normal.
That may have been an issue with the actual video.
I don't know. No. That came off more like they had to, like,
an do issue some with the film frame rate.
Maybe, like, they, like, that looked like something more like second unit stuff, where they had to use a different camera.
Maybe.
And, like, different camera types make it look different, so.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, overall, like, it was a cool movie.
If you like Magiranger and you like Deckaranger, it is a good watch.
I liked it enough. I mean,
I haven't watched Deckaranger, but I got out of it enough to enjoy it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. I liked it enough. It had some funny moments. It had some really cool moments. And at the end, yeah, it's just, you know, it was a team-up movie.
Yep. Yeah. As I said, not much versus, but I guess it's a formality at this point. Raven, what did you think of the movie?
You heard it here, folks.
He thought it was a snooze fest.
Yeah, pretty much.
Noble, what did you think of it? You haven't said much.
Well, I mean, seeing as I never watched Magiranger or Deckaranger, most of all I was going for was just, I'll think of these as the Mystic Force and SPD guys. Please still don't. Works the same.
Please don't.
You know, actually, this leads me to a thing. There was no Mystic Force SPD crossover.
Yeah.
That was a huge shame.
Yeah.
Because I like both those series, and, like, just to see magic work off of futuristic technology, that would have been so cool!
Mm-hmm. I think the best usage of the juxtaposition between the two shows was the dying words of the monster at the end of the movie. Damn you, space police and magicians!
That sounds like a Futurama joke.
Yeah.
like something, damn you. Of my last breath, I curse Zoidberg.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that is episode 96.
That is the end of Magi March.
Yes, thank God.
I enjoyed Magi Ranger.
Yeah.
Would have been nice to see a bit more plot-relevant episodes, Gar.
You're still listening.
Let's not harp on him anymore for that. He's not as...
I'll be a goddamn orchestra about this.
Thank you for following my joke.
But overall, yeah, I liked Magiranger enough. If ever comes the day where I decide I'm just going to go through Sentai a lot, like most of it, it's definitely one I'll probably check out.
Yeah. Do we want to mention what our next planned theme month will be? We might have one before the next one, but we have planned another one.
I don't remember.
Oh, I remember what it is, but...
What is it?
Okay, so...
Sorry.
You know how we've talked a little bit on Extra Cast Ranger about the releases, the toy releases for Wind Specter? And how I thought that the show looked really neat based on the designs?
Oh, right.
So, we'll probably have another theme month before it, but I'm announcing here and now that Cast Ranger is going to do Wind Spectember.
Okay.
What?
Wind Specter in September.
Oh, God.
I thought you guys were doing Sentai in September or something like that.
No, that's going to be our, like, calendar.
That's our Facebook calendar thing.
Oh, yeah.
Super September.
Have you guys thought about, like, Amazon Pearl for April or something like that?
Amazon Pearl?
That's reaching.
We'll wait for when the entire series is done and subbed.
April's
on. I was talking more about, like, the original series, not the new one.
Well, we already watched a couple episodes of Amazon Pearl.
Okay.
We might watch some Super One. We still want to do more show appreciation for, like, other show era shows. We do want to watch more X.
Yeah.
We wanted to see Genghis Condor... Fucking Aunt Capone. Like, that shit's great.
Yeah, I imagine we'll get to every show eventually.
Yeah.
But we're not going to be doing a theme month for April because we've got a lot of other side specials we got to catch up on.
So much Drive side stories! I'm fucking stoked!
We got to do Type Tokujo episodes 3 and 4. We got to do Type Lupin. There's a lot.
It's like 15 years from now we're still doing this. We've watched, like, everything. And, like, so now we're doing, like... Alright, so now, I don't know why I'm giving us old man voices, just so world weary, I suppose. We're going to, for this week's special topic, we're going to review this one page from an old magazine promoting Kamen Rider Black. Just this one page, because we have to do all the others another
We've decided day. To review our old podcast episodes.
We have decided to...
I hope we never get that far.
Remember that?
No, I got it. We've decided to review Noble's Minecraft pictures of Kamen Rider.
Oh, it's a pink drawing. That's lovely. Remember that time Ichi was arguing in that time when Baron switched belts to go from one form to another? And you were so pissed off about that.
Why you remind me of this?
That was a great argument.
Eventually, so today we're watching Radio Sentai Cast Ranger. What?
Episode 1.
Why did you put music in the background, you stupid moron?
Today,
Bing!
Today we're reviewing the Cast Ranger video game.
Today we're reviewing the first time that Noble was on the episode. Oh.
The Ryuki episode? Or the Dragonite episode? Or no, I was on before.
Today we're reviewing the first time Cell was on the show. Good God, did quality go down.
Cell, did you enjoy being on Cast Ranger?
Boop. Boop.
Yes.
He says yes. Double yes.
Yes.
Boop. Boom! Yes, you already said yes.
Okay, alright.
Alright, so follow us on Twitter, Podbean, iTunes, all that shit. Go check out Rider Town Radio with Noble, Crunchman, Biflo. Good times. They derail a shit ton. It's pretty awesome.
Thanks for listening.
Welcome to only three of us. Goodbye.
And Raven is now,
Raven's
Raven has
the
inherited
mantle.
A bit of Greencaster's power, so now he is Christmas Caster.
Quoth the Raven.
Good night, everybody! Let's just get this mic.